When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right, man. Dan, now the TARDIS had to be moved. We had to move the TARDIS downstairs. So DJ,
doesn't it move? Isn't that what it does, though?
Well, yeah, it does. It flies through time, so it wasn't a real issue. DJ Shagru has become DJ Shagru. Viggity Viggity Vic is running around the newsroom like a lunatic. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, how many holes have you drilled into the floor of the hut with your spinning head?
19.
You're up to 19. You know, now for the last part of the show, Esmeralda, you're going to have to spin down 7 flights.
Right. That'll be okay. It'll be fine.
To get down here. Popping and locking in an elevator on the way down, Esmeralda. All right. Fly Jams Friday. This is when we celebrate the world of R&B. We talk about it and we listen to some songs, and it's funky and it's a way to kick off your Friday. And the bumps that I have chosen have a theme this week. They are Oscar-winning songs. So these are fly Oscar-winning songs, the two that I've chosen that we'll be able to play, because we're not going to be able to play 3 because we've got a really interesting Blackhawks Express to play back, which is coming up in a little bit. But here's my first choice for the morning. Yeah, you can't play the... It's hard to play the... Yeah, good job, man.
How'd they do it at the Oscars?
They didn't say those words. Yeah. You got is there an uncensored version of that song anywhere? Except for the Oscar broadcast?
This is actually the uncensored version, and it still was a little too close to call.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And by the way, that's... What's it? 3-6 Mafia? Right?
Correct.
Okay. And Esmeralda, I don't know if you remember, one of the greatest and funniest lines in history came after they won the Academy Award. Do you remember?
No.
Jon Stewart was hosting, and 3-6 Mafia wins for best song. They get up there, and it was fantastic, too. And, you know, I don't know if you know about this, Esmeralda, but they partied for 3 days and brought the Oscars everywhere.
Nice.
They're all blinged out. They're all ready. You know what I mean? They're going to all these parties and bringing out they're hanging Oscars around their neck, like with their gold chains and stuff. So, but anyway, the line was after they had won, 3-6 Mafia wins. they do the speech. They're hilarious. They're awesome. Clearly, it was fantastic for them and everything. And so they leave, and Jon Stewart comes out and he just goes, 3-6 Mafia 1. Martin Scorsese 0. It's one of the greatest lines ever. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite lines ever. 3-6 Mafia 1, Martin Scorsese 0. But then the next year, Martin Scorsese won the Academy Award. So after, you know, 30 years of having should have won. 3-6 Mafia 1, Martin Scorsese 0. Okay, we got to take a break. We got more Fly Jams coming up. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The news is coming up right after this. Safe to say, this is the flyest Oscar-winning song of all time. Isaac Hayes and Shaft. My bumps this week on Fly Jams Friday. Oscar-winning songs. The Oscars are this Sunday. And that's, but with the question, the flyest Oscar-winning song of all time. And if you've never seen the performance that Isaac Hayes did on the Oscars that year, you should look it up on YouTube because it's spectacular. He's wearing like a chain shirt. There are fantastic dancers on stage. There's smoke all over the place. It is so good. So there you go. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Fly Jams Friday. And we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200 if you've got a request. DJ Shagru is ready to spin them. All right, we got some requests here, and let's start with the 262 area code. Wanted to hear a little Luther.
I'd rather have bad times with you than spend good times with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than to have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart.
There you go. Little Luther Vandross, everybody. I'd rather. On a Fly Jams Friday. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hope you're enjoying your Fly Jams Friday. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, do you know the song Walk from Reed Joe's from that Shaft album?
I'm sure I do. I have the Shaft album at home, so.
My favorite song from that album. That's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, great stuff.
Anyway, not only was last Monday your dad's 200th joke.
Yes.
It also would have been the legendary Fats Domino, who we lost last year. It would have been his 90th birthday.
Hmm.
So here's a cover of one of his most famous songs by some Rock and Roll Hall of Famers.
Okay, here we go.
Ain't That a Shame by Cheap Trick.
Yeah. By the way, Mary Vandeveld dancing up a storm in the traffic hut. Loves that song. Hey, Cheap Nick. Trick, man. Cheap Trick, you know how I feel about Cheap Trick, Bob?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I learned the hard way the last time.
All right. What's up?
Hey, given the lack of playoff hockey on GN along with the counter programming, I wanted to congratulate you, especially on maintaining your sobriety.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll tell you, the toughest challenge was not that. The toughest challenge, and in all seriousness, Bob,
yes, I'm sure,
was the ice dam. That? The ice dam. Yeah. That was hard, man. That was really, really, really hard. So,
well, you were distracted, so you couldn't drink.
Right. I would have found a way, though. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Enjoy your Oscar weekend, Nick.
Thanks, buddy. Tuesday. Take care. All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Here's Bob. All right. Let's see. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Esmeralda, have you ever seen on YouTube, have you ever seen the Isaac Hayes performance of Shaft from the Oscars? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it would help if I did that.
Mm-hmm. I have not.
You should you should try and see it, because it's really spectacular. Because, you know, it was like 1972,
mm-hmm.
and the Oscars have this tendency to be real stodgy. And most of the performances, you know, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s were done by, like, the cover versions with orchestras, and they were all very,
right.
you know. And here comes Isaac Hayes wearing a chain shirt. See-through chain shirt.
His formal see-through
chain. Exactly, because it's Oscar night.
Yeah.
And a bunch of dancers with enormous, fantastic fros. Big dance smoke. He's behind the keyboard going, it's unbelievable. And you can tell they cut to the audience, and the audience is like, what's happening? It was unlike any other Oscar, you know, best song performance ever. It's so good. It's so good. And that song is Fly. All right. Well, let's find out what's going on. Aaron from Indianapolis wants to hear a little Bruno Mars. There you go, a little Bruno Mars.
And Cardi B.
Mm-hmm. What's her like? What does she do? She does
what?
She's
Jerry Lee. She's Jerry Lewis.
She makes
noises.
Makes this weird noises and stuff. She's a weirdo.
Okay.
Isn't she?
Isn't your pretty much like your main man, the man who started all those noises?
Yeah. Yeah. She's just a weirdo, though. Is she on the Alexa commercial? She's on the Alexa commercial, right? Where they have the
yes.
different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw her on a Jimmy Fallon
mm-hmm.
one time, and I just she's very strange.
Yeah, it was on Jimmy Fallon. She was just making all those noises.
Yeah,
I think it was because Jimmy Fallon had no idea how to talk to a human.
Well, he doesn't.
So,
but I just didn't know. That's the only time I've ever seen her talk. So I was like, "What's going on with this?
Yeah.
What's going on here?"
I think too, it was she was just not because he wasn't getting anything. So
yeah.
So she just kind of was like, I'm just going to do my thing.
And that's all she did. And I was just, and that was my first, I mean, I knew she was a singer and I knew she did music and stuff, but I'd never seen her like sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. And like after that interview, I'm like, what the hell's going on there? All right. Dino. This is actually one of my dad's favorite songs.
Oh.
Dino requested. This is Brick by Daz. Or Daz by Brick. Yeah, you know why it's called Daz?
Because they say Daz in it?
No, because it's disco jazz.
Oh.
That's what they were saying. Daz, Daz, disco jazz. Combination
oh.
of disco and jazz. It's
is that
Daz.
What it is?
It never really took off.
Yeah.
The song was a hit, but it didn't create a subgenre of music.
Of Daz.
Of excuse me, where's your Daz section? Do you... I'm here.
Those Daz players.
All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Roots and Bilal, It Ain't Fair from Catherine Bigelow's underappreciated movie Detroit. I don't know if this is up for an Academy Award for best song.
It isn't, Mike. It isn't, and it should be. Yeah, I know. It isn't, and it should be. Because this is a great song from an incredibly underappreciated movie called Detroit.
Yeah.
It's such a great song. This is The Roots. All right, Mike?
Here we
go. Because it ain't fair. It's hard when you're looking for love and it ain't there. Or trying to read what the love holds when it ain't clear. Because the well is running dry, race of tension is running high. Under 21 is far too young to die. My salvation's on the fly.
This is such a great song, man.
Man, a great song, great movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's so disappointing the way it was received. And
really?
You know, Mike, I think the problem was they released it in the summer. You know, like up against all the big summer blockbusters, and it just didn't. It wasn't the right time for that movie to be released. I don't think.
I guess a lot of critics kind of put it down.
I thought it was great.
And it was great.
And it was. It's not a happy movie. It's a very heavy film.
No,
and I guess,
no.
You know, I guess in the middle of
I was crying.
Man, me too, man. It's great stuff. Great, great movie. I don't know if it's available on DVD. I think it might.
It is.
It is. If you've not seen it, Detroit, Catherine Bigelow's movie that came out last year about the riots and an incident that took place at the at this motel in downtown.
The Algiers Motel.
Algiers, yeah. Unbelievable. Mike, thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care. Yeah. That's a great movie. More people should have seen it. Let's play another request here. 847 area code. The Spinners. You can't go wrong with The Spinners, especially when they're talking about the Rubber Band Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was so surprised. I was hypnotized by the sound this cat put down. When I saw this short, fat guy stretch a band between his toes. Hey, I laughed so hard because the band got down when it finally reached his nose.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the
Yeah, they were inspired by seeing a guy dance with a big rubber band
between his toes.
Yeah, he had to do stretching and. And the spinners thought that was awesome, so they wrote a song about him.
Wonder if the rubber band man came and been like, "Hey, I need money.
Does rubber band man get a little residual?
Something.
So I need, because I need to buy. I snapped a couple of rubber bands, and I need to buy a couple of new ones.
It's like, no, you just jam. It's okay.
All right, 779 area code. Little baby face. Want to hear a little baby face this morning on Fly James Friday?
I'm trembling inside, and nobody knows.
Little baby face. He was popular in the 90s, right?
Yes, yes,
like,
he was.
Like, real popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
I don't know. A lot of his success, I mean, wasn't he like he was a major...
He was a producer.
Producer. That, he was like L.A. Babyface?
Yes. Yeah. Babyface Edmonds.
Babyface Edmonds.
I believe.
Yeah. He was very big in the 90s. Lots of people were big in the 90s.
Yes. That is true.
All right. Let's try this one out. Linnea in Plainfield wants to hear this fantastic song by War.
The color of your skin don't matter to me. Ow! As long as we can live in harmony.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Yeah. Do you know when that song is played in Dazed and Confused?
No.
It's during the freshman girls' hazing when they're squirting ketchup and mustard all over them. Fry like bacon, piggies!
Which one's your favorite? This version or the smash mouth version?
Oh, man.
I can't even say it.
You did. You almost gagged.
Oh, smash
mouth. The smash mouth version.
Oh, boy.
Mom, smash mouth is in my closet. That's still one of the best sketches ever.
Oh.
Somebody won. It's such a song. All right. Let's see. Tom wants to hear Brother Louie by Red Point. There you go. Fly Jams Friday. All right, we are going to conclude Fly Jams Friday with my main man, Bennett, the business of funk. He has made his request. DJ Shagru, let's hear Mr. Funk's Bennett song. This is good. What? How do you pronounce this person's name?
Oh, that would be Dan's poor typing. That's Leisure, not Leisure.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. For a second, I was like, should that be your fly jam name? Leisure.
Leisure.
Like Leisure.
Okay, it's Leisure. It's Leisure. I know that word. I just wasn't familiar with the word that you typed up there. That's control myself. All right. Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
Brian Noonan will be in for me on Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be back on Tuesday morning. So have a great weekend. Have fun. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, everybody listen to Esmeralda and John Hansen Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Yes.
for Dave Plyer.
Yeah.
All right, everybody tune in. Okay, we'll be right back. The news is coming up next.